A major rebel group in Burundi has rejected a peace deal reached over the weekend between the government and another rebel group. This could lead to renewed violence in Burundi. A spokesman for the National Liberation Forces, Pastur Habimana, says his group does not recognize a peace deal that the Burundi government and a faction of the Forces for the Defense of Democracy, or FDD, signed last Sunday in South Africa. Mr. Habimana says his group cannot agree to the peace deal because the FDD faction and government wants to, in his words, join hands and kill us. The South African talks were mediated in Pretoria by South African Vice President Jacob Zuma. Under the agreement, the FDD faction would become a political party and would be included in Burundian President Domitien Ndayizeye's transitional government within 3 weeks. The deal also provides temporary immunity to both sides from prosecution and includes detailed arrangements on the composition of the National Army. The agreement is to be formally signed later this month. But the National Liberation Forces, which had been responsible for an outbreak of violence in Burundi's capital Bujumbura earlier this year, was not included in the peace talks. Analysts have said this could lead to more fighting in the country. The 10-year-old civil war in Burundi has cost an estimated 300,000 lives. Kathy Maitani for VOA News, Nairobi.